Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, March 25th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
These are commitments that the three parties made and agreed. How are we getting on in relation to it, and what's our shared view of what progress we can make?
New Fine Gael leader to hold discussions with Taoiseach and man due in court in Cork murder probe. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the new Fine Gael leader will meet with outgoing Taoiseach Leo Varadkar today. Simon Harris will become Taoiseach after the Dáil's Easter recess and has already spoken with the Fianna Fáil and Green Party leaders over the phone. The current Higher Education Minister ran unopposed in the race to become the new Fine Gael leader. He says he also plans to sit down with Fine Gael ministers in the coming weeks.
There is that real need for kind of hope across the country that there's areas where progress is being made on. So I want to talk to ministers, Fine Gael ministers, individually about their priorities, what they think they can get done. My speech is now an outline of the policy priority areas that the Fine Gael party will pursue. And I want to build on that with colleagues in the days and weeks ahead.
Kerry Independent TD Michael Healy-Ray says Simon Harris must take steps to help people as Fine Gael leader.
Well, like anybody starting a new job, I would wish him well and I would wish him good luck. But this incoming Taoiseach and government should get back to basics, in my opinion, and give up airy-fairy ideas. They should tackle the fact that people have to wait up to 15 hours to see a doctor. They should make a real and meaningful effort to tackling the housing crisis.
A man's due in court this morning charged in connection with the murder of Ian Bateson in Cork. The man in his 30s will appear before Middleton District Court today. Joe Caulfield has the details.
33-year-old Ian Bateson was seriously injured after an alleged attack in the Newtown area of Cove on Friday the 15th of March. He received a severe leg wound and died in Cork University Hospital on Tuesday of last week. On Friday evening, Gardaí investigating the killing arrested a man aged in his 30s in Waterford. He was detained for questioning at a Cork Garda station and was charged in relation to the incident last night. He is due to appear before Middleton District Court this morning.
Four men accused of a terror attack on a Russian concert venue near Moscow have appeared in court. They had bruising, swollen faces and there were black eyes visible too. Russian media broadcast footage over the weekend of violent interrogations. 137 people died in shootings and explosions on Friday, with a national day of mourning yesterday. This man survived the attack.
There was panic. Everyone was running here and there. We realised that there would be no hostage taking. We had to do something. Run away, because somebody was coming to kill us all.
Recruitment and retention are set to dominate as the annual conference of Association and Garda Sergeants and Inspectors gets underway today. 170 delegates representing 31 branches will gather in Westport, County Mayo this evening. Sheila Nocton reports.
This year's conference comes off the back of the Dublin riots, roster disputes and issues with burdensome red tape for members. Along with 23 individual motions, the three-day conference will see the Minister for Justice and Garda Commissioner address sergeants and inspectors tomorrow. Top of the agenda is not only recruitment and retention, but also ongoing transformation challenges and the change fatigue that's setting in. Members are also expected to call for a review of the Garda suspension policy with a view to having an independent oversight mechanism put in place. This follows the recent controversy around the suspension of a Garda for more than 3 years for giving an unwanted bicycle to a pensioner.
Three out of four post-primary principals say they're not confident their school can deliver the school bus scheme this September. A new survey from the National Association of Principals and Deputies shows a further 83% feel the necessary supports are not available to deliver the scheme effectively. The majority cite the complicated procurement process as a massive stumbling block. NAPD Director Paul Crone says the administration involved is too time-consuming.
The specific expertise that is required around procurement for the money for the school books, it's a very technical process that takes time, it takes expertise, and the principals in the school are struggling with the capacity and the expertise to do this in time for September.
New and smaller suppliers are finding it tough when up against established vendors in healthcare. A new cross-border report shows they are not equally placed to compete with them for tenders. It calls for an all-island shift to enable SMEs and startups to thrive in domestic health tech markets. Regional Manager in Health Innovation Hub Ireland, Eimear Galvin, says smaller suppliers face a number of obstacles.
So they're unfairly affected by scale and liquidity requirements. We found that there's outdated assessments for software products. there's a complete lack of innovation procurement and funding for its mechanisms, and there's very limited use of dynamic purchasing systems across both north and south.
Five counties in the southwest and west will be hit by heavy rain this morning. Kerry and western parts of Clare, Cork, Limerick and Galway are under a yellow rain warning. There's a risk of poor visibility, localised flooding and difficult travelling conditions. The alert is in place until midday. Elton John has loaned three photos of Marilyn Monroe to the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. They include one from Bert Stern's Vogue photo shoots titled The Last Sitting, taken just 2 months before her death in 1962. In total, more than 300 rare prints selected from Elton's, John and husband's David Furnish's collection are to be displayed at the V&A. Sport now, and Dublin boss Jesse Farrell says he expects to see James McCarthy and Stephen Cluxton back on the pitch very soon. The All-Ireland champions stormed their way to the Division 1 League final with a 21-point hammering of Tyrone yesterday. They've been without their senior stars, with the likes of McCarthy, Cluxton and Michael Fitzsimons working on their own training schedules. Speaking after yesterday's win, Farrell says they are still very much in his plans for the season.
Yeah, those lads are back training, and you know, have been for a few weeks now. So I'd expect them to see them in the mix very soon.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.